Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's Saturday. And on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. And then this gets posted late. If I were to shut the hell up, you would hear the music bed composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Drop him a line. Hey, even commission him to make the theme of your podcast. Anyway, this is the 62nd weekly challenge. Wow. The topic was selected by last week's winner, and that's Tom of Footnote. Want to know what he picked? How I spent my summer vacation in a Turkish prison. No shit, folks. That's the topic. And you know what? We have the biggest turnout in over 2 months. Who goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week, and it's Rocky Turok from the Northwest Territories of Edlow Island. And Ted. Congratulations, Rocky. Let's find out what you're yakking about this week. Here we go.
The charge was cruelty to farm animals. I was sentenced to 6 months in this prison. So far, it hasn't been so bad. I've met a lot of pretty nice people. Over there, that's Snake. We have a lot in common. We both love cats. We traded recipes. That guy over there is Big Willie. He doesn't say much. He must be a clean freak because he spends most of his time in the showers. Hey, look, there's a shiny quarter. Someone must have dropped it. They say here, finders keepers, losers weepers. Right, Big Willie? Big Willie?
Big Willie!
Here, collect myself. Thank you, Rocky. The text from Rocky's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do in their free time. Okay. I baked to a rookie, but I didn't eat it. It's Jenny from the blog S and some blog named Mama Drama of some newspaper website. Have they won a Pulitzer yet? I don't know. Anyway, here is Jenny. She's got her story for you. And welcome to the fun.
How I Spent My Summer Vacation in a Turkish Prison, a 100-word story by Jenny Lawson. Dear Mom and Dad, when you said I should summer at Grandma's house in Turkey, I figured it would be good for us to spend some time apart after the tensions of last semester. I realize you're disappointed that I failed Algebra 2. Most parents would ground their child or take away their phone. But I'm pretty sure they would not plant a kilo of heroin in their kid's suitcase and then warn the Turkish officials that a dangerous drug mule would be arriving that day. Oh, and wrapping the drugs in my report card? Nice touch. You guys are assholes. Love, Karen.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun. Okay. Thank you, Jenny. You can check out her stuff at the blog S, and the links are up on the show notes. Now let's check out the veterans. I'm going to play them in the order that I received them. Okay, which one did I get first, anyway? Oh, Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. You can find that at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And, of course, the center of some island in Second Life in a clock tower not made of matzah. Here we go with Caleb. Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie. I mean, I'm just going to say Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast over and over and over until my tongue falls out.
Hi, this is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And this is my entry into the 137th weekly challenge entitled 14 Dragoons All Stopped Into a Denny's One Afternoon Only to Find Out They Were Out of Lingonberries. It's no spring picnic spending your summer vacation inside a Turkish prison. The falafel is just awful. The kefir inspires fear. And the bologna sandwiches aren't very good either. Knowing all this, I decided to win the hearts and minds of my fellow inmates and smuggled in a nice, hard sausage for them. Of course, we had to hide it from the guards, but everyone enjoyed my sausage so much, it wasn't like being in prison at all. Honestly, I can't wait to go back next summer. Just so long as I get to go to a women's prison again.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Thank you, Caleb Bullen of the... Let me say it again. Hold on. Black Tie Martini Club podcast. Next up is the man... The music man, the man who makes the music, the musical man, Guy David of GuyDavid.com, Night Guy, Electronica, all sorts of podcasts. Check him out at GuyDavid.com. Your life will be full of music. And speaking of which, here is the man.
Well, hi there. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and if you see a blue man with pointy ears and a parrot on his shoulder hanging around Edlo Island, well, that's me. And now to this week's story. I was hungry. Really hungry. I know you're supposed to save the turkey till Christmas, but it was my summer vacation, and I was in Turkey after all, so it somehow fit. I was just about to put it in the oven when I figured I forgot to put the paprika, and that I didn't actually have paprika in the first place. Fortunately, I had a very nice neighbor next door, so I told her the whole story, only somehow she heard the word Turk instead of Turkey. I spent the rest of my summer vacation inside a Turkish prison.
Thank you, Guy. Guy of GuyDavid.com. And by the way, I have a tequila lime turkey breast marinating in the refrigerator. Well, it was in the freezer, because I bought it at the store. But it's been waiting for the rain to stop, so that I can grill it outside. I know you can do it in the oven, but no. I want to grill. Every time I've wanted to grill, it's been raining. This is what Houston is like as the summer begins. If you don't like the weather, wait 15 minutes. Well, no, it's rained whenever I haven't wanted it to. And it's sad, it really is. Thank you, Guy David. Thank you for reminding me that I can't cook. Next up is, the man who came up with this topic, which, if you notice that the crazy topics wind up with the most people coming in, maybe Terrence should come up. And now my challenge is everybody come up with a crazy ass topic. There, you see? And I think that would work. So Tom of Footnote, the Footnote and the Eight Things and all that stuff. Well, here is Tom Are you in the tiny pump house in the hill yet? I keep wanting to say that. I want to make a song for that, but I can't say. Tom of A Footnote.
Hello, prison people. This is Johnny Cashalama at WTRKY. Ankara, 24-hour talk radio. Tonight we got a letter from one of our listeners. How I Spent My Summer Vacation Inside a Turkish Prison by Little Timmy Martin. Last year, Mom and Dad took us to Disneyland. It sucked. It was phony and silly, and the food was really, really bad. Dad said he was tired of our bitching and moaning, so he said we're going to go on a real vacation this year. We had to choose from three fun-filled packages. The Shangsha Redemption Road Gang Experience, Escape from Alcatraz Marathon Swim, and the Midnight Express Turkish Delight. I voted for Burning Man, but we went to Turkey instead. The best part of the trip was Cat Stevens' inmate concert. Folsom Blues and Arabic rocked.
Ah, the obligatory Cat Stevens reference. The first cut is the deepest. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Tom. I'm just checking the levels here. You know, I have all the stories. I put them in and look, and then I watch the levels as I record. And my little preamp, I don't know what I've done to it, but right at 50% it maxes out, and then I have to amplify by 5.5. And no, I speak with my face right in the microphone, even though I'm not supposed to. So here are some lessons in podcasting for you. Hire a professional to set up your podcasting rig. Okay, there you go. Thank you once again, Tom. And now we move on to, oh, he's back, Houston Keys of Tater Tots for the Masses. Ah, yes, we suffer so for our art and for that insurance card. Houston Keys, light up our life.
No privacy, no peace. It's like work without the cubicles. I was pleasantly surprised that the man with the rubber glove was amazingly gentle. So how did I get here? Who really knows? One minute I'm watching What's My Falafel, and the next I see a woman without a burqa. The entertainment police bust in and blammo! The good side is, my mustache is growing in nicely, and the torture screams of my cellmates provides a nightly soundtrack for insanity. So, once I get out, I'll recommend a Turkish prison to all my friends, along with the carpets. Those are really, really nice.
Wall-to-wall sodomy. I mean, carpets. Thank you, Houston Keys. Of Tater Tots for the Masses, the link is up in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. All right, now we have Daphne Abernathy. Her birthday is coming up. You can check out the celebration on Edlow Island on Wednesday at, I believe it's 6 p.m. Pacific time, which is also Linden time, if you need to know what time it is. I don't know. It's some gigantic clock tower. But that's going to be going on, I think, at the Black Tie Martini Club within the clock tower. If not, it may be at the gazebo. Look for all the little green dots. But Daphne can be found at the corner of Edlow Island, as well as daphneandtamara.com, going broke. And here she is.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the podcast that tells you where to spend your lindens. Find out more about us at www.daphneandtamara.com. And here's my submission for the 100-word story weekly challenge. This week's topic, how I spent my summer vacation in a Turkish prison. Yeah. Okay. Smaller topics next time, people, please. All right. Here we go. Mom said I needed a summer job. It would build character and make some money for school. So I took a job working for my great aunt at her turkey farm. I fed the turkeys, cleaned up the barn when they were out in the yard, and made sure they had water. One morning I got them all out in the yard and was sweeping up after them when the door to the barn closed. I was locked in. And that is how I spent my summer vacation in a turkey prison.
You know, that reminds me of the summer I spent in a mayonnaise prison. Maybe we can find someone who spent their summer in a rye bread prison and have ourselves a prison threesome. Although we'd probably need some lettuce. Thank you very much, Daphne Abernathy. You've brightened all of our days and filled our nights with, well, tea and crumpets and beheadings. Okay. DaphneandTamara.com, how to spend your lindens. All right. Next up, oh my God. Oh no. 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 I just knew that when Tom picked the topic that had the word prison in it, you know it was going to happen. Chris Carlisle of Platypus Society is taking a break. But, well, you can go back through some of the older podcasts and look up when Chris had a winning streak. Those were some of the best stories that have been on this weekly challenge. And that's because he brought to us the magic of famous award-winning actor Morgan Freeman. Here we go.
Hi, Chris Carlisle of ChrisCarlisle.net, back for another 100-word challenge on how I spent my summer vacation in a Turkish prison. Here we go.
Last year, Shawshank Prison was selected to take part in a prisoner exchange program with other prisons around the country. Having earned the warden's blessing after doing his taxes, my good friend Andy Dufresne was one of the first prisoners selected for the new program. But there was a mix-up. Instead of going to Anchorage, Andy wound up in Ankara at a maximum security Turkish prison where he was repeatedly sodomized by packs of horny Turkish bull queers. It was September before the mistake was realized and Andy was brought back home. That was the longest summer of his life.
Okay, so it's Chris Carlisle, not Platypus Society, but okay, so I've already built the poll. I've already built the links. I'll fix that next week. Thank you, Chris. Well, folks, it's been a while since we've had another Smith, but guess what, folks? We have one, even though Rocky is... Never mind. It's Tom, with a silent four in his name. And let's see what Tom has come up with. Do we know where Patty went? I don't know. We're probably... hopefully she's not in a Turkish prison. Okay, Tom. Here we go.
Hi, this is Tom from TO4M.blogspot.com. And here's my weekly submission, how I spent my summer in a Turkish prison. Okay, so I forgot smuggling hash was against the law. I saw Midnight Express, but that was years ago. During the summer in prison, I learned a lot of things. Grubs and water are a good meal once you've forgotten about cheeseburgers. Daylight is overrated. So are showers. Stench is the new axe. A great way to entertain yourself is to take maybe 10 or 12 dead cockroaches, or snacks as I call them, and toss them into the cell's silent darkness, then spend hours finding them. It wasn't so much fun when they landed in the chamber pot.
That actually kind of sounds like the new office environment that I'm dealing with every day. Oh, sorry, break the fourth wall. thank you, Tom, with the silent four in your name. Okay, you're gonna laugh. Planet Z is taking a break this week, again, but, thankfully, we have the cousin of William S. Burroughs with us today, and it's a William Z. Burroughs. So here we go, from Lawrence, Kansas, everyone's favorite. Okay, maybe it's not everyone's favorite. That whole William Tell thing, shooting the wife out from under the apple, that's kind of, all right. Here we go, William Z. Burroughs.
April 14th, 1965. Lincoln died 100 years ago today. I have ingested half of a Turkish street market, snorting, swirling, iridescent powders, rubbing quivering jellies upon my flesh, quaffing elixirs from ornate vessels, and inhaling ancient magical incense. The cops descend upon the bazaar like a plague of locusts, wrestling me to the ground. The struggle is futile, but I do so anyway, hurling bodies from me like a wet spinning pinwheel hurls away the rain. A truncheon falls, and all goes black. The devil inside me pulls at the bars of his prison cell, screaming and belching flame.
Fuck was that? And there you have it. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories to be part of this week's weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones. That's more than one from this week. If you like more than one, click them, then vote. When all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 63rd. Weekly challenge. Pick the topic for the 64th, and they win them magnets. Does everyone have magnets by now? Right? If you don't have, well, just write me a stack of them. I'm going to wind up in Chris Carlisle's fridge anyway. There's more to do with the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they're saying. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome PodcastReady.com site. I want to tell you something here. PodcastReady, I'm typing in right now. They are having a special. It's called the 100K. Well, it's 100K something. Essentially, if you sign up and use the code CRAP as your code, or if you're already signed up with them, go ahead and add that to your promo code setting. And I have the most, which is unlikely because there's people exploiting Blueberry and being total shameless whores. Yeah, they suck. But in the unlikely event, I get a 100,000 hits or something, which is going to melt down the server. So, yeah, if you want to melt down the server, use podcastready.com and the code CRAP. As I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com, 16 Podcasts, Electronica, Night Guy. He's also a ninja. You didn't know that, did you? Leaps in the air. Cool stuff. We're going to be back tomorrow. Well, today. Tomorrow, today. It's all one day. I have no idea what it's going to be. If you're in the Second Life, look it for Edlow Island. It's Daphne's birthday celebration with singer Rich Palmer, DeSoto Palmer, DeSoto Tickles, on Wednesday. And then a bit of Black Tie Martini Club. Then the official grand opening of Edlow Island on Thursday evening. That's going to be, as a tradition on that day, empty collars. And here comes, speaking of no collars, here's Nardo. You were wondering where he was. You thought he was gone. Yeah, he's here. I'm cutting him right now. In your podcast, meowing my head off. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening. Sympathies and all that for those in times of crisis and mourning and sadness. We are there for you. A shout out to all of our troops overseas. Rules of engagement, forget them. Today, you get to kill the crap out of every bad guy. Yeah, thanks, Nardo. Absolutely. He's going to kill the crap out of some lizards later. As always, thank you, and get this cat out of my way. Will you get out of my way? Okay, keep it brief. Closing.